Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Backyard Lab. This is your host, Margaret. Just chilling in the backyard. Hang with us for a moment. Gonna be ringing out cold and approaching the new year with bang. You ready for 209? A couple of callers. I'm in the mood now. We're ringing out the old and banging in the new. Fire. This is the night. We're going down memory lane tonight. All right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to the backyard. This is Margaret Marshall, your host, and I see our co-host is on, and I'm opening up the mic to Donna. Hi, Donna. Good evening.
Hi. How you doing?
Just chilling in the backyard, ready to ring the bells.
Ready.
How about you?
Ready to celebrate. I don't know if you know or not, but you know, the first place to celebrate New Year's every year is this place called Caritas. Tamati and the Caritabati.
All right. Yes, I it's better you than me. I wouldn't even try to spell that word.
It's a part of Samoa. Isn't that interesting? Every year, they're the first ones to begin to... Samoa is the last place for the celebration, but the other one is the first place. It's the Christmas Isles, which I didn't even know there was a Christmas Isle. So they're already beginning to celebrate, and we're getting ready to get geared up for the event. I mean, what a great time to, you know, kind of reflect on, you know, the past just for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the future of what we want to set for ourselves and the vision that we have for ourselves. And you know, I kind of believe in the secret of, you know, just moving in a great positive future and knowing that it's going to happen for us. So hopefully we'll have a lot of people to come on and share and elaborate with us about, you know, either past events or events that they see for themselves for the future and mark that secret spotlight of life, you know, life for them, put that spotlight on their life to begin to move them forward in a positive direction for their future. So I hope it's going to be a great call. Either way, it's going to be a great call. I already know that.
Well, I already see that we have a couple of callers, and I'd just like to let them know if they'd like to interact with us, just hit 1 on your telephone, And I'll know that you want to say hello or to share a story with us, because that's what we're doing tonight. We're sharing memories of what we did when we were growing up. That was pleasant, of course, on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. And I know that in different parts of our island, they might have been doing different things. And in different parts of the world, they do different things. So tonight we welcome all cultures. We just want to share, you know, what was special to you when you were growing up, wherever you grew up, here, there, or anywhere in cyberspace. So if any of our callers from 770-941 or 431 or 678-232 would like to interact, just hit 1 on your keypad and I'll open up the mic to you. But I have a very special announcement tonight, because I don't know if anyone knows yet, but tonight we get an extra second. Because the rotation of the world is slowing down, they have to adjust the clocks. So all over the world tonight, they're going to put the clocks back 1 second. Now, that don't seem like much, but apparently it's important so that everybody will be coordinated whatever time it is in their parts of the world, that it will be correct. And a friend of mine sent me that information on the internet today, but I had no idea that this was going on. Did you or did any of our listeners know? I see we have another listener from 954-643. So anybody want to talk to us, just hit number 1 on your telephone and you'll be on the air. But Donna, were you aware of that? We get an extra second.
No, I wasn't. The only thing I'm ever aware of is, you know, like the Labor Day or when you change your time zone, but I a second or two. That's a new one for me.
Right. Well, I suppose this is just the first year that it's been done. But, you know, there's a big deal about it. So we get an extra second tonight to celebrate.
Okay.
Oh, I want to ask our listeners. I see my board is full of listeners. Nobody's putting up their hand. But hit 1 on your keypad or on your telephone if you'd like to talk with us. And I see 954-643 would like to say hello. So,
hello and Happy New Year.
Oh, hello, Miss Jackie. How are you?
Great. I'm on the road again, but I've taken the opportunity to reach out because we can in so many different ways, you know, today.
Yes, yes, yes.
And it's wonderful, yeah.
Yes.
So I'm currently in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, we're heading to a New Year's Eve service, but I just wanted to, you know, put my part in and, you know, just wish everyone all the best for 2009.
Oh, well, thank you, Miss Jackie from Fort Lauderdale. And did you have any special memories of New Year's Eve or New Year's Day that you'd like to share with us?
I left Jamaica when I was 6, so we didn't have much celebrating, you know, at that age.
Oh, yeah.
But I tell you what, since I have been an adult, the best New Year's I've had is in Jamaica.
Really?
Because the atmosphere is so much more festive.
Right.
And, you know, people, yeah, it's just the energy there is, you know, great. It seems just more lively and, you know, everyone is more of a sharing and coming together.
Right,
People
right.
from all over the world are visiting and, you know, it's just a really nice time on the island at New Year's.
Well, I just can tell anybody, if they really want to have fun and have a great time, Jamaica is the place to be during the holidays.
Free on New Year's, absolutely.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes, definitely. All right, well, you have a nice service.
All righty, and I don't know who's on and who's not on, but I did try to corral friends and family members to all you know, allow us to share in this mode, but I don't know, you know, who got through and who didn't.
Right. Well,
thank
you for spreading the word. We appreciate you, Jackie. We have all right. Callers. The board is full. So
oh, great.
Callers to hit one on their telephone if they'd like to say hi to us and share a memory or share a wish or do a shout-out to some special loved one. Any part of the world, you never know.
They might
be surfing and pick up your voice.
All righty. Well,
okay.
Take care, and all the best for 2009, Margaret.
All right. Thank you much. Bye-bye.
I want to add something just to share. First and foremost, I want to say to, you know, all the listeners that we just want to just say to you, thank you for showing up, and thank you for being a part of the show and understanding that what we're doing is we're leaving a footprint in history. I want to thank you for that. I want to ask you to go to backyardlabbers.com and leave another footprint for us and leave us some comments. I want to say to you that, you know, as Mark Twain said, if you can't get a compliment any other way, pay yourself one. Figure out something that you can compliment yourself on. You know, we go through life all year with people criticizing us on different things. Today is a great day to figure out something that you can compliment yourself on. And I just want to compliment myself on being a great mama. And
I know you are. Well, you're a wonderful mama.
Margaret, on being a phenomenal host.
Oh, well, thank you. I accept.
Especially that music, man. I was up here. I was getting my aerobic exercises in. If you all weren't dancing to that music, something's wrong with your hips, okay?
Yeah, and we island people know about the hip movement. You can always tell an islander when they're dancing because it doesn't matter, young, old, heavy, light, you know, they can move those hips. It's all in the hip movement. Yeah. So, Donna, did you do anything special on New Year's Eve when you were growing up? I mean, teenager stuff,
well,
you know.
You know, one of the things that I'm going to tell you, the first time Ronnie and I ever did anything by ourselves, every time we tried to do something by ourselves, it ended up being a fiasco almost. But all the years prior to, up until about last year before last, we always did things as a family. I mean, always. Even with my family, it was always about celebrating the new year with your family and making a huge deal. We, you know, the hats, the blowers, you know, finding the exact channel we wanted, you know, listening to some music or watching something. And then as the time ticked on, we'd find that channel that we want to watch, and we would count down the new year, and we would hug in everyone and be thankful for, you know, another year together. And it was just a great time for us.
Family time. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great. It's always been a great time. And I realized then that, you know what, it's nice to just bring it in then that way. That's good enough for me. And you can spend time out hanging out with other people, because really when you go out, you're going to go out with the people that you would hang out with, you know, at home anyway, for me, for the most part. So it just made sense to just share that with my family, with my children. And you know, prior to my mom passing, it was my mom and, you know, just everyone that was a part of just that unit. We would just be right here, and that was enough to bring in the new unit.
Well, I just want to share something that I know was traditional in my household or my mother's household, and that is everything would have to be scrupulously clean tonight.
Yeah.
No dirty clothes in the house. Everything dusted, no dirty dishes, no nothing, you know, everything. I don't know what it was all about, but, you know, everything had to be sparkling.
Ah. Well, you know what? I say the same. You know, it's kind of interesting to just say that, because we took down all of the decorations, packed everything up, made sure to clean up everything. I was brought up that you don't take your past into the new year, and you got to start your new year off on a good foot, so you want to make sure that everything's cleaned up and your path, which is Christmas, or, you know, celebrating the holidays, is all packed up and out of the way so that you began your new year off on a new foot. So I can understand that, definitely.
Right. I don't remember about packing away the Christmas decorations. I don't remember about that, but I just remember about not having anything dirty around, clothes, dishes, nothing at all.
Now,
you
did
know,
you have a special food or anything that you ate during New Year's?
No, I can't remember that. Unlike I know in America, it's the black eyed peas, but I don't remember. You know, I'm, as I say, all the listeners know I'm a senior, not even a senior citizen, a senior's senior. We won't even touch the numbers right now tonight because I'm feeling quite young and sprightly. In Jamaica, they would perhaps call me a mother young gal. But I suppose whatever it means that you're trying to act young. I see 718 would like to give us a hi, so I'm opening up the mic.
Happy New Year, Mother Young Gal.
How are you?
And Happy New Year, Donna.
Happy New Year to you, Leigh.
Yeah, from New York, the home of the Yankees.
Okay, Mr. Yankee. So what memories do you have of New Year's Eve?
I don't have any in particular, except that I know that I had to go to Mass.
Oh, that Mass thing again.
The Mass thing again, and of course, it's a holiday of obligation. I don't remember if in Jamaica it was also a holiday of obligation. I know it is here.
Oh.
These things vary country by country, but still, we had to go to Mass, and usually it was midnight Mass.
So you go midnight Christmas Eve and midnight New Year's Eve?
Oh, yes, and worse.
That's a lot of Mass.
And worse if you were involved in the choir like I was. When other people were waiting for 12 o'clock midnight to do the sashaying, as you were describing your hips before, we were at Mass.
I got you.
All right. That's the only thing that I can remember. And
do you remember us having any specific type of food New Year's Eve or New Year's Day? Because I don't.
No, I know that in some quarters in Jamaica, they would have a suckling pig, ready. This was the youngest type of pig. As opposed to other types of pork and pigs. But suckling pigs seem to have been the number one item on the program.
I got you. No, I don't remember, I don't remember. I remember as a teenager, that I know that if you were invited out by your boyfriend, that means that he was serious. If you were the date for New Year's night, to New Year's Eve, really. That's when you know that you are really in. But because I only dated one man, I suppose I was always in.
Yeah.
But
the Protestant churches, as opposed to the Catholic churches, they had something similar to us, a Mass at midnight, and they would call it Watch Night.
I thought Watch Night was Good Friday. Watch
no.
Night wasn't Good Friday.
No.
Well, Watch Night was New Year's Eve.
There is another type of...
What we were watching for?
For the New Year?
Oh, I see. I thought Watch Night was Good Friday.
You put aside the old year,
and you
stay up. You watch for the New Year.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Yeah.
All right. I just want to remind our listeners that you're in the backyard listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. This is Margaret, your host, and Donna, your co-host, and Lay is labrishing with us. He's a regular. And I see that 470-431 would like to say a hi. You're on the air. This is Margaret. Who am I speaking with?
This is Maybelle. Hi, Margaret.
Hi,
Donna.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. And
I just
hello,
got
where you calling from?
Phoenix ago.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
Oh, Atlanta, Georgia.
Henrietta, yes, ma'am.
Yes. And do you have any special celebration? Mabel, tell us where you're from and tell us if you have any memories of any celebrations that you had when you were growing up for New Year's.
Yeah, originally I'm from Nigeria.
Uh-huh.
And in Nigeria, like somebody was talking about the festive, you know, everywhere people celebrating, you know, New Year, Christmas is always a big deal, you know, for us, especially the New Year.
Uh-huh.
As a little girl, I remember that night, like today, 31st, you go to church, you know, you fast most of the time. You want to, you know, kind of get rid of everything impure in you. You want to start the new year with a new slate. You want to get closer to God more than, especially when you think of the fact, for me, you know, thinking of how God has been with us. Many people losing their jobs, and we still have our job. We still have food on our table, you know, clothes on our back, shelter over our head, you know. In Nigeria, you don't think of all those things because once you buy your house, you don't buy it with credit. You put money down to buy everything. So, you know, you don't think of all those things. So as a little girl, I remember my dad will always, he does this, what we call jollof, rice and beans, you know, that would be our favorite.
What kind of beans would you use?
It's you know, in Nigeria, they have this red beans, and it's not the kidney beans or whatever. It's just the black eyed pea, but it's red. It's kind of brownish red, kind of, you know, and it's very sweet. So they always, you know, make it with the rice, and you put everything, the goat meat, you know, all your seasonings and everything, it's delicious. So my mom doesn't cook on New Year's Day or New Year's Eve. My dad does the cooking.
I got you.
So we always, even as a grown-up person, you know, I always miss my dad during the New Year because I remember his rice, and nobody will cook it like my dad. Nobody. I've never eaten any rice and beans like my dad's rice and beans.
Wow. Now, is your dad still alive?
No, he passed in 1994. He'd actually died a year before I came to the U.S.
Right. So does anyone in your family learn the recipe about cooking that rice and beans?
You know what? I don't think so, because even my mom does cook that, but her own doesn't taste like my dad's.
I know what you mean. Well, Mabel, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing with us what you did in Nigeria. And stay tuned. You're listening to Backyard Labrish. I see we have a Spike caller.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, dear. And please visit us at www.backyardlabrish.com and leave us a comment or join the backyard. You know, it's not just for Jamaicans, it's for people of culture, regardless of whatever culture you have or memories you have of your past. We want to just leave footprints of stories of people who lived, you know, the life of whatever culture they came from, because we want to share what we did where we came from with the rest of the world. So I see I lost my Spike caller. Anyway, there's other callers that if you'd like to say hello or share with us a comment or a memory, just hit 1 on your keypad, and I see 404-966. If you want to say hi, let us know. Okay, we have 770-572. You're on. Who am I speaking with?
Happy New Year, Margaret. This is Esther.
Oh, hi, Esther. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Austell, Georgia right now. I'm originally from New York,
so. Oh, so welcome, Esther. And would you like to share with us one of your New Year's memories?
New Year's memory?
Yeah, what did you do when you were young or growing up in New York?
Oh, okay. Well, usually New Year's, we used to hang out in front of the TV and watch the ball drop, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With my mom and my family. Until I got a little older, and then I started hanging out with my sisters and going to clubs and stuff.
Right.
You know, kind of doing the party thing. But either way, I kind of like, you know, a little bit of both. You know, staying home with family is good, and, you know, being able to you know, emotionally bond with someone and you know, bringing the New Year's is definitely, you know, something that's important to me.
Right. Now, did you have any special food that you ate? Did you have any special food that you did at New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
Well, usually we used to go to Grandma's house. Grandma used to make haroko gandules. And Benin, which is pork shoulder, but she used to bake it. She used to bake it in the oven. And it's not unlike grandma cooking.
Right.
You know, you can't go to any cookie frito and get grandma cooking. So that was kind of cool. And also platanos, which is I like platanos is fried plantains, the sweet ones.
Uh huh. So yeah, we have that too in Jamaica and here too. And there's one of my girlfriends from Canada shared with me that some one of her Hispanic friends, I think, taught her how to bake it with cinnamon and brown sugar. And I did that for a gathering I had over the Christmas holidays, and I think it was quite a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had it with cinnamon and brown sugar?
What, the benny?
The plantain.
Oh, the plantain. No, I never had it with cinnamon. I've had it with, like, garlic if you make the totones, which is, like, the green ones. I like to put garlic on those. But I never really had it with cinnamon and sugar before.
Oh, yes. Well, that was something new to me, too. But I think it came out very well. Now, I want to thank you for calling the backyard. And hope that you'll visit us every week.
I just want to add something. Can you hear me? This is Donna Robinson. I just want to add something really quick. Mabel said something that was pretty interesting. She talked about it, and we can all like kind of really relate to the fact that our mothers or grandmothers, even like with Esther, you know, once a woman has a flair, I mean, even like Margaret, I was just at an event and she had this jerk chicken. I don't think anybody can duplicate her jerk chicken because I've never tasted anything like it. And unless, you know, you're watching them really closely because, you know, your mother, grandmother, and people that, you know, just get in there and do that cooking thing, you know, you really have to watch them. And even when you're watching them, it doesn't help a whole lot because they go by taste and you can never really compare. But what I want to share really is interesting is that Mabel's husband makes this phenomenal tomato base that they use with rice and with the beef and with the chicken and with everything that I'm like, he needs to bottle that stuff. It is so good. And so, you know, we may not have, you know, have passed on. I was like, I remember very, very vividly my great-great-grandmother made this phenomenal gingerbread that was the best gingerbread I've ever had in my whole life, and no one in the whole family has ever been able to duplicate it. And it's kind of sad because you say to yourself, my gosh, you know, it's like it's gone. But in reality, we take on new things that, you know, we are good at ourselves or someone our family is good at, and we have to really kind of like just to kind of appreciate that. And I say to you, you know, that I think particularly with Esther, Esther's mother and grandmother are still alive because Esther just took her grandmother to Puerto Rico. Esther's actually, her family's from Puerto Rico. And you have an opportunity, a phenomenal opportunity to still get that recipe. It may not taste like grandma's because grandma's going to taste and season as she goes, but at least you can develop a tradition that as time moves on, your children won't know the difference because they didn't taste, you know, great grandma's food anyway, you know, or whatever. And you can have a tradition that you move forward in life anyway, you know. So don't discount. No one should really discount because I know there's things that my mother cooked that I could never, ever cook. But there's things that she shared with me that I can do. and my family likes, and those things that I can do, I can pass on. So that's what I'm saying, is that don't discount the things that are gone. We're moving in the future, and look at the future and the things that you do know and the things that you are blessed to have that you can transcend and give to your children. And like I said, Edward, who is Mabel's husband, has a phenomenal, and I'm telling you, that tomato, he makes it with fresh tomatoes and, I don't know, green peppers or red peppers or something, I don't know. He purees it, and I mean, he cooks it, and it is so good. You can almost eat that by itself, but it's so much better with the, you know, meat that's in it, and it's just phenomenal. And I just really, really quick want to say, not only did we do the peas, and there's a philosophy behind it. Peas were the pennies, and greens, you had to have collard greens or some type of greens. One of those collard greens mixed with something, that was the dollars. And so you had to eat your peas and your collard greens to bring your change and your dollars together for the new year. So not only were you leaving the past, but you were moving forward in your prosperity. And that was really the philosophy behind the peas and the collard greens. And I just want to share that with everyone. Hey. Back to you.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't know that. I knew that it was a black-eyed peas thing here in the States. Now, we don't eat, or we never used to in my day. I have to remember that I left Jamaica a long time ago. But in my day, we never, black-eyed peas was not very popular, really. I don't remember eating black-eyed peas there. Did you, Lay? I don't remember ever eating black-eyed peas before I came up to the States. But I don't remember a significant food that we particularly had at New Year's Eve or New Year's Day like they do here in the States. And if any of our listeners can correct me on that, I would appreciate it. Just hit one on your keypad, and I know that as I said, you know, different things were done on different parts of the island, but I don't remember in Kingston having a special food for New Year's period.
Well, I was hoping you would have maybe a Trinidadian come up, because I remember that their big thing, their big meal, or their big item on the menu would be souse.
Souse.
Yeah.
And that's made from what?
That's a pork thing again, and it takes a year and a day to concoct. But when it's done, it's quite different, and some people would regard it as tasty.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that like a jelly? It's like a jelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
South, they call it.
I know of it. But you know what, your eye plays tricks on you, and when I look at it, I'm kind of scared to eat it.
That's true.
Well, Donna, if you'll pardon me, the same way we felt about your chitlins, because we never ate that in Jamaica.
Well, you know,
we had tripe that would be sort of in the same category, but not like the chitlins.
No. Well, I have a lot of friends I have a friend that's Mexican, and of course Esther's Puerto Rican, and I had chitlins for Christmas. I only had like a small amount because you have to clean them so well. They, you know, it's so funny because you can buy them and they say they're clean. All you got to do is rinse them, but that's a farce. You must clean your chitlins. You know, it's like a joke. It's an on-standing joke amongst Americans that foreigners come and they say, "Oh, I think these are stuffed chitlins, and it's not a good idea to eat them."
Oh my goodness!
So
well, I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. This is Margaret, your host, and I see caller number 404-966. Would you like to say hello to us? If you do, just hit one on your keypad and we'll open up the mic to you. And we welcome you as a silent listener. And we know that we're having a couple of people who are listening online, and we want to welcome you. And pretty soon we'll be opening up the chat room as soon as the senior learn how. And that is one of my things that next year I am going to be getting a little more technical. Right now I am not able to do the live chat and the chat room at the same time. So bear with me and until we get that settled. But we want to thank you for listening and also to welcome you to the show. Now, I just have something that I would like to share with everybody, and it's my wishes for 209. And I want to wish that all your dreams come true for 209, that you will find yourself surrounded by friends, laughter, and good times. I wish that your every cup runneth over financially, romantically, spiritually, and creatively, that good health be your faithful companion, peace your guarded ally, and love your perpetual guide. I really wish all of those things for you. And may I suggest that as we get near to the midnight hour, that you just, if it will be helpful, write the things down that you want out of your life, stress, worry. You know, stress is something that you have to manage. But, I mean, you know the ones that are stressing you out that you can do nothing about. Just write the things down, just as how a lot of the counselors tell you to write your goals out, because you can, when you see them, there's something about writing things out that makes it more personal and makes it more realistic. So write the things down that you don't want, that you want out of your life. And we have what we call a burning bowl ceremony. And I would like to invite you to try it. Write all the negative things that you want out of your life. Just go outside or someplace in the bathroom, someplace, flush it down the toilet or put a candle to it. And just say a little prayer or do a little meditation and know that you have the power over whatever it is that is bothering you. And then you're ready for all the new things that you want into your life. And that's when you really get creative and just write down, because, you know, the Bible and all the good books tell us that we can have as far as we can see. But is where you see in your imagination that is what they're talking about, not necessarily with your eyes, your regular eyes. So I want to just ask my listeners to just get in the mood. We know we're going through trying times, but we really don't have to focus on that. Let's focus on getting creative and getting positive and just being, you know, in sincerely in peace with ourselves, so we can radiate this peace out into the world. And now I'll get off my platform and say we're almost there, so Happy New Year. Does anyone want to share anything else with us? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Well, this
I hope I didn't put you all to sleep.
Well, I just wanted to go back to what I was talking about previously about the meals and how different they are. I know that my girlfriend from Mexico, their family does tamales and they do menudo. And I don't know if that's stomach of a cow or pig or what, but it's really chewy and it's like really spicy. And I didn't really like that. But she didn't really like the chitlins either. And I know that for a fact that Esther does a great lasagna out of Turkey. And, I mean, with ricotta cheese and just everything, and this chicken dip that she does, she gets in there. You know, one of the things I realized about Caribbean people is they can really chop some chicken. You guys, like, chop the chicken, you chop the, you know what I mean, you just take a hatchet or something and you just, like, really just lay it on the chicken. I mean, you chop the leg up and you chop everything up. And, you know, we just pretty much, like, just take the chicken, and if it's, like, a quarter chicken, we might, like, take the leg apart from the thigh, but we don't pretty much chop up the whole chicken, you know. We might just bake the chicken or just fry the chicken or something like that, broil the chicken, but, I mean, she gets in there with the cleaver. Man, I have to move out because I'm like, my goodness, she's getting carried away. And I want to tell you something. I remember looking at your jerk chicken. Miss Margaret made jerk chicken. And I was looking at that jerk chicken. I said, I think she took the cleaver to this jerk chicken because that chicken was just chopped up and everything. But it was so delicious. And so, you know, we have certain traditions that we bring, you know, to the holiday that I think that we should definitely maintain and keep. I went to another family's house that were Jamaican, and they didn't really have any of that. They had traditional American. And I kind of was like, you know, they kind of like lost their tradition. We talked about it because she's very Jamaican, and we talked about it. And she was like, well, I just felt that because I'm in America, I needed to have American food for the American people. If I was just cooking for my family, I would have cooked something different. And I said, you know what? You just should have cooked the different stuff and just forget about us Americans. We eat this stuff all the time, collard greens and ham or, you know, green beans and all that kind of stuff. The one thing that she had that was Jamaican was the rice and peas, and that was the only thing. And I was like, wow. Isn't that kind of, you know, I was like, and you're cooking in coconut? She said, yeah, cooking in coconut milk or whatever. And I was like, wow. But that was the only thing. You know, I didn't even know about the coconut milk until someone from Jamaica introduced me to it. And I was like, wow, that's why the peas have that different taste to them. We cook everything in water, and you're putting coconut milk with it. That is just, like, so different and so great, you know. And a great, you know, people should just look down and say, you know what, let's pass on certain traditions that we do, that we have, and not worry about what our mama, grandmama, anybody else have. What do we have that we can pass on and we can have as a tradition that we move to the future?
Right. Well, you know, I think that, you know, some people just love to cook. And other people, it's not a passion. So I, for one, say people should do what they love. And there are some hostesses that don't necessarily love to cook. So, you know, you have to, they need to just have a good time. So everybody's not going to make jerk chicken. Everybody's not going to make rice and peas, Donna. You know, if they have some place that makes it well, they'll perhaps order it or buy it. But I have some girlfriends who don't necessarily like to cook, but they would order, you know, things like that from a well-known Jamaican restaurant that makes it well. But just like you have, Donna, some Americans who love to cook and others who don't. Well, you know, everybody from the Caribbean don't necessarily love to cook. So you have to bear that in mind. Okay?
Okay. Well, guess what? She cooked all this food, though. I asked her.
She did?
Yeah, she made the ham. She made the green beans. She made the sweet potatoes. She made all the traditional because she had a lot of people that were, you know, from here, for the most part, American people. She really didn't have anybody else that was Jamaican outside of herself and her husband that were there. So she felt that she had to make American foods. And I said,
I got you. Yes.
So that was the difference. That was the one difference. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I have never cooked a turkey myself. My mother always cooked a turkey. So I had to buy the turkey this year. Next year I'll work it out and probably bake a turkey. But, you know, so I understand what you're saying, you know, when, you know, some people don't cook or whatever or don't know how to make certain things. But she cooked everything, and that's what I was like, wow. And I asked her, she made the
sorrel.
Okay. And she made two batches of it, and she said she couldn't even keep it. She says, I was like, well, I don't have any more. Because I asked her, I said, well, I just went to another party, and I know she had some sorrel. And she was like, yeah, but I couldn't keep it. My kids drank it all up before my guests could get here.
Wow, wow. Oh, I know what it is. Well, you know, sorrel is a drink that in Jamaica we only have at Christmas time, usually, you know, because the plant is in bloom or whatever, matures.
Yeah.
And it actually blooms this pod that makes the sorrel. But I know that it's only usually done at Christmas time. Of course, now it's dried and we can get it in the store, but it really doesn't taste the same. I see that we have a caller with our hands or he or she, I don't know, hands up. So we're going to open up the mic to 978. You're on the air. This is Margaret. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hi, it's Nadine.
Oh, hi, Nadine. Good evening. Where are you calling from? Let the world know.
Calling from Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Okay, another Georgia girl. What would you like to share with us? Welcome to the backyard.
Thank you. Well, I would just like to, first of all, wish everyone a happy new year, happy 2009, and all of God's blessings to everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Nadine.
You're welcome.
All right. And do you have any special tradition or memories that you would like to share with us?
Well, one tradition is, which my mom always said back home, and I think we can all relate to that as Jamaicans, is make sure you don't go into the new year with a dirty house or dirty clothes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I think almost every Jamaican perhaps know that.
Yes, yes. So I made sure to clean up and do all my laundry.
Yes. So you got that done?
Oh, yes.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So I'm sure Mama will be very pleased.
Yes.
All right. Yes, yes, yes. So are you passing this tradition on to anyone?
I have a 13-year-old son, which at this age is very, very hard to pass that on, but I'm trying.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't tell you how old I am, but it wasn't passed on to me.
Really?
Oh, because you didn't have to do anything. The house or whatever, or your clothes was automatically cleaned by somebody else.
Yeah, but that was then. This is now.
But you should keep it going.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I must confess, I don't keep everything going either.
Well, as much as you can, as much as you
can.
And be aware of what the traditions are.
It's good to pass that information on to them. It's a good tradition.
Now, Nadine, do you remember us eating anything special at New Year's Eve time, like Americans do the black eyed peas thing? Did you do anything special for New Year's Eve or New Year's Day in Jamaica?
I can't really remember food in particular. I mean, I know we went to Nine Night, the service before, but
Nine Night is a death thing.
Yeah. Nine Night. Oh my God, I said Nine Night. Woo! Okay. Can you tell that I started drinking already?
I think it's wrong.
I meant that's the service.
What is the service called?
Watch night.
And
watch
for
night.
American listeners who don't know what Nine Night is.
No, don't bother with that now.
All right.
I know.
We'll discuss that another night.
Watch night is what we're discussing.
Watch night. I can't remember of having anything in the home traditionally as far as food that we would eat New Year's Eve.
Right.
You would still the same things that you would have during Christmas, the sorrel and the black cake. You may add a little champagne or wine to the celebration. But I myself in particular don't have anything specific that we used to do.
Right. I can't remember anything myself. I just wondered if it was, you know, being a senior that I forgot. So I was trying to see, as a younger mind might remember things that we did. Well,
okay.
I want to thank you for sharing that with us, and we accept your good wishes for the coming year. And we want to remind everyone that you're listening to Backyard Labrish on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you all for calling in. And I wish you all a very, very healthy, prosperous new year. And we still have some time, so if anyone would like to just do a shout-out to anyone special, a loved one someplace, or wish the world some good wishes, just put up your hand by hitting one on your phone. And we have two silent listeners, because we have 770-572, hasn't raised their hands, neither did 404-966, but we welcome you, and there's still time to let us know who you are and give us some feedback.
Tell them how to jump in, Margaret.
Beg your pardon?
Tell them how to jump in. Hit one.
Yes, I by hitting one on your telephone, I know that you want to talk to us and let us know who you are. But even if you don't, we still welcome you, and we're glad you're here. And we want to remind you that every week we're here hanging out in the backyard for a little while, just lavishing, as a lot of Jamaicans know what a lavish is. And I want to tell you that next week we're going to have a special guest on our show, a professor from Vanderbilt University, and we hope all our callers will call in with questions on her subject, and she's going to be talking about intercultural relationships, and we're really looking forward to that.
Yes.
So, again, we want to welcome everyone that's listening online as well as live on the phone. And, Leigh, did you, back to the watch night service, I saw the thought, do we have a service on Good Friday, the midnight on Good Friday too, or am I confused?
No, that's a whole different thing. That's why I was trying to stave you off with the Good Friday season.
Oh, because I thought that the midnight thing for the Protestants was... Good Friday. I didn't know it was not.
No, Good Friday is a whole different ball game.
But is there a midnight thing for service then?
No.
Not for Good Friday.
Friday. Good Friday is a 3-hour service during the day, and the great thing about that for kids, as I remember, if we want to go into that, is eating the bun.
Oh, cheese and butter.
Yes.
So we're going to save that for Easter, because
we'll
that's our next
that.
Holiday.
Save that, right.
Right. We'll save that for Easter. So we'll fill in the Jamaicans and the Americans and the friends of Jamaica as to what we do with our at Easter time. So in Jamaica, we did not have a special food that we ate on New Year's Eve or on New Year's Day. Our celebration from Christmas carried over into the New Year's, and we ate more or less the same kinds of food, except for, as Nadine said, adding a little champagne. But, you know, most of the Jamaican homes would have the rum and the rum punch and the other strong liquor.
Yes.
And, of course, the good old white rum.
Yes.
Uh-huh. That is a cure-all. We drink it. We rub with it. We wet our head. We rub our throats. And we rub out the bottom of our feet. And any place that ails us. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So.
How about sprinkling a little on the floor?
Oh, there's sprinkling
in
the
head.
That's when you do an addition to your house? Is that what you do? Why?
Ronda Duppies.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Ronda Duppies.
Yes,
right.
One night you have to discuss Duppy stories.
Yes.
Yeah,
Duppy stories one night, yes. So, Donna, you will get a lesson on Duppy stories one night from the Jamaican crew. Right? Because we're spreading information about the culture, and remember how we used to talk, to give Brer Nancy stories too.
Yes.
So that is another week for that. But again, I want to thank our listeners for calling in on this very special night, and to remind you that you're going to get an extra second. So, you know, make it a very, very special night, because you're getting an extra second.
And we have
more time.
We have a new ball for you to see tonight, too. So.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What's special about it? It's just new?
It's a bigger ball, and it's got more sparkles in it. And, well, stay up and see.
Well, you know, that's interesting, because you would think that things would be downsized because of where we're supposed to be at economically. But I'm good to know that we're getting bigger and better.
And also, it'll be on permanent display rather than dismantled until the next New Year. So it will
That's interesting. Very interesting. So we'll have a permanent New Year's ball that will be displayed in Manhattan.
Right.
Okay. Very good. Glad to hear that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you again and to thank you all for calling. And everybody wants to shout out a Happy New Year to the world.
Happy New Year, everybody.
All right.
Bye.
From New York, got a Happy New Year. Do we have any from
Atlanta? Happy New York. I want to wish Happy New York to my parents in New York, my sisters, my brother up in New York City, all my family and friends, and to the world. I wish everyone God's blessing and a prosperous 2009.
Thank you, Nadine. Anybody else? You're on.
Well, I want to just wish everyone a Happy New Year as well. My family that's spread out all over, my dad and brother and stepmother in Augusta, my family here, and you know, in St. Louis and Chicago and all over, just Happy New Year. And, you know, one of the things that I learned tonight, which was kind of interesting, was they were saying that the Buddhists believe that when you get ready to go, you know, to heaven, there's two questions that are asked. Have you lived a happy life? And you have to answer that for yourself. Have you lived a happy life? And have you made others happy that you're here? And I think that that's something that I'd like to put in my New Year's resolution, is to make sure that I've lived a happy life every day and that I've made others happy in their lives by being here. And also, back to you, Ms. Margaret.
Thank you, Donna. We see 678-232 would like to say hi. The mic is open. You're on.
Hi, Margaret. This is Debbie in Duluth, Georgia.
Hi, Debbie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I just want to say I enjoyed every moment of your show. I wanted to wish you and Donna a Happy New Year and Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Thank you, Miss Debbie. And God bless you. And you stay well and have a joyous 2009.
Thank you.
All right, anyone else? Just hit that one on your button. We have a couple of minutes left, and I want to take that time to ask you to really support us here in the backyard. We're trying to establish a community to leave footprints of, you know, the culture that we knew as we were growing up. Actually, I'm a Jamaican, and a lot of the our listeners are Jamaicans, but this is open to everyone because things are changing all over the world, and things that were done 20 or 30 years ago are not being done now. And it's nice to have some information for the next generation and to find out how things were, you know, because historians write about history, and history is recorded in the books, but to get the stories from the people who lived the history is a whole new ball game. And we now have access to doing that by the wonderful medium and the technology that's available to us now, being the internet, because things in cyberspace do not get destroyed. Unlike all the memories that I lost when I had a house fire, you know, when you have documentation online or like we're doing now, you know, it will always be here because all of these shows are archived, and someone could research and find the show or click on a particular show that they may want to hear. So participating with us live is a way of leaving a footprint, because Donna mentioned, you know, Donna lost her mother this year, and last Christmas she was still with her, and now I'm sure she would like her grandchildren would perhaps like to hear her voice 10 years from now, and this is one way that they can. because Blog Talk Radio and Backyard Lavish will be around long after I'm gone. So people can just go online and hear themselves or send someone there to hear them. So join us in the backyard and leave us some written information, and also join us each week and let us know you're here. So we want to thank you for listening, and we just have a few more minutes. If anyone would like to say hi or bye, just hit one, and I'll open up the mic to you. Leigh, did you have some parting words?
No, except that my phone is pinging and it's going, so I once again wish all of you and yours and Donna and the rest of the family, Backyard family, Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you so
Bye.
Much.
Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Happy New Year, Leigh. Happy New Year.
All right, 404-966. The mic is open.
Miss Margaret?
Yes.
This is Lestine, Donna's aunt.
Oh, hi there. How are you?
And I'm here at Donna's house. Taylor is combing my hair. And we're just sitting here listening to everyone. And I just want to share a moment with you. As Donna was saying, we always celebrate with just our family. And I can remember one year when I came here in December of 95. And December of 96, our finances weren't too well. But Ron, they took me in. I was ill. I had a mental illness. And they took me in. And whatever they had, they shared with me. And I remember New Year's Eve coming up. And Brianna was about a year old. And we were in our little small house. And everyone got dressed up. And we dressed up Brianna and put a hat on her head. And we all had our horns, and we just toasted each other when 12 o'clock came around. And ever since then, we've always gotten together on New Year's Eve as a family, as Donna said. Last year, when my sister was here, we had to wake her up, let her know that it was the New Year.
Wow.
And we're going to miss her. I miss her so much. There's just so many things that I learned from her. And I think sometimes I did not take advantage of her learning, her knowledge of so many, many things. And now I find myself just saying, wow, if Connie was here, she could answer that question for me. And, you know, I just want to say that I miss her this year. And I'm here at Donna's house, and I pray that when the new year rolls around, we'll be together like we always are. And we're going to pray for my sister and know that God has her in his arms now. And so, Donna, I'd just like to say I love you. We've been through so many things, but I love you more than anything. And I always will be here for you. I'm sorry, Miss Margaret, I didn't mean to cry.
No, that's quite all right, darling. I mean, it's good to show your emotions. There's nothing wrong with that. And we're glad that you're able to share how you feel with the world, because it tells us all that online that we need to take time to listen and to love each other. So I know that wherever she is, she's feeling your love, even though you don't think that perhaps you showed enough love. But it's good. It's all good. So you don't have to apologize, and we just thank you for sharing that with us, because you know, it lets us all know how precious life is. So we just need to take time to celebrate each other and try to be in joy and peace, because that's really what it's all about. That's what life is all about, and sharing. It was nice, you know, that you appreciate Donna so much for sharing with you. And that's what we're all here for, to help each other.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do in the backyard, you know, to help people to feel better about themselves, to leave some footprints for their children. And I thank you, because I don't know, do you have grandchildren? Do you have any grandchildren, dear?
I have one grandson.
Okay. You right now you can give him, wish him some love and happy New Year, because years from this he might just listen to this radio.
Yeah.
So go ahead and call his name.
His name is Justin.
Uh-huh.
He's 6 years old. I haven't seen him since he was three.
Uh-huh.
But the same as I love these children, the Robinson children. They're just a part of my life, my heart. You can ask Donna. I'm always coming to get them, and you know I miss being here with them. But I try to let them know that I do love them, no matter what is going on in our lives. We're still a family, and I will always be there for them and for Donna and Ronnie should they need me. But Happy New Year to everyone out there. I wasn't going to say anything, but Taylor kept saying, press the button. So I went ahead on and pressed the button, and so both of us are sitting here now. We're crying. But
we just want to cheer you up, and we want to thank you for sharing. And you go ahead and have a happy new year, okay?
Thank you, Margaret. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Well, I want to thank my listeners again. This is Backyard Lavish on Blog Talk Radio, and we're going to be signing off in a couple of seconds. So if anyone wants to have a last word, just let me know. But again, I want to wish you all the best for 209. And, you know, life is what we make it. So let's go ahead and make it a good year. And 044-957, the mic is open to you.
Hi, it's Nadine.
Nadine?
Yes, I just wanted to first of all commend you on doing this. I'm 35 years old. And this is something that I'm a traditional person and grew up. I didn't come to America until I was 20 years old, so I pretty much grew up around the tradition. So I just first of all want to commend you, Margaret, for doing the show, because it's really, I appreciate the show, because a lot of the culture has been lost and it's not mentioned anymore, and I just wanted to thank you for bringing up this show and the website, because it really, really, really means a lot to me. And I'm sure a lot of people, when they do find out about it, will realize that we have a culture and it's rich and it's something that we should be very proud of. So I just wanted to thank you for doing this.
Well, thank you, Nadine. I accept. Thank you. That was very gracious of you. And it's my pleasure. And I just want to make all our listeners know, whenever you have a suggestion to make things better, or, you know, you have a request, do let us know in the backyard. It's free to join. You can develop a community of friends. Invite your friends in to join with you. We have it operates just like Facebook. So if you're familiar with Facebook or MySpace, you have the same opportunities on Backyard Lavish. So give us a visit online, www.backyardlavish.com, and leave us a comment, ask a question, or, you know, just interact. Invite your friends to come hang out with you. And we will see you next week at 8 o'clock on the same number and online. And if you register online, I will make sure that you're on the list, and we'll send you information about the upcoming show. So,
Ms. Margaret, before we leave, I see a 678 that has had their hand raised for a minute. Maybe we can get their comment really quick.
678?
Yeah, 232.
Yes, that was Debbie, and I think, Debbie, is that you? 232?
That's my number.
Okay, yes. Debbie had spoken to us before, Donna. I think you were off for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
But I think all our listeners have interacted so far, and we want to thank you all for being here for us and with us, and you go ahead and enjoy the rest of the evening. And remember, we're going to get rid of all the negative thinking and the things we want out of our life, and just welcome joy and peace and prosperity for the new year. So good night, everybody. I'll see you all next
week. Good night and a happy new year.
Happy new year to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Happy new year.
Happy new year to you, too. Bye-bye.